Why do you fly upside down? It's amazing.
590 WKZO, good Saturday morning. Once again, 62 degrees in Kalamazoo. Birdwatch now, sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, located right there at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road, and by the River Lake Inn. Joining us in the studio, of course, is Roger Taylor.
Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday morning.
Yes, and I like it that we now consider temperatures in the low 80s warm.
Warm, yes.
That qualifies as a warmed. You know, this has been a beautiful summer so far. We haven't hit 90 yet.
Oh, today is the first day of summer.
Well, but I mean the warm weather.
Oh, okay.
I'm not technical in this, but we haven't hit 90 yet, I don't believe.
I don't think so.
You're closer to these things.
We've come close,
yeah,
I think.
But
actual reaching it, I don't think so.
Yeah,
not yet.
A summer without a 90-degree day. Well, welcome to Birdwatch, and as usual, we'll start out with our trivia question. This morning's trivia question does not require a specific correct answer.
Oh. Where were those in school?
Yeah, really. This is better than multiple choice. What you get to do here is give me a number within a range. We actually, as a science-based world, do not know the exact answer to this question. But we have a range, and the first person who gives me a number within that range wins. And the question is, how many birds are killed by striking windows each year in the United States? And if you think you can tell us how many birds are killed by striking windows in the United States during a year, all you got to do is call 382-4280-877, 382-4280, and you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, available exclusively at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where your meal is half price if you take a buddy with you. And all you got to do is be the first person to give me a number within the accepted range of the number of birds that are killed by striking windows. 382-4280-877. 382 is the number to call with the right answer.
Okay.
And should we give it a shot?
Let's give it a shot. He called in as you were mentioning the question, so maybe as a question of his own. Let's, Ron, good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hi, Ron. Do you have an answer or do you have a question?
I'd like to say good morning, and I do have an answer, I believe.
Okay.
About 988 million.
Okay, we'll accept that. The first guess is within the range.
Wow.
It is somewhere between 100 million and a billion birds are killed every year by striking windows.
Wow.
That's gotta hurt.
Well, what's even more distressing is about half the birds that seem to survive the collision with the window,
yes,
that is, they come to and fly away, eventually die from hitting the window.
Oh, terrible.
They have internal damage, internal bleeding, hematomas on the brain, and so the death toll is actually a lot higher than you see laying dead beneath the window.
Oh, I see.
So for getting that right, you win yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. Did you have a question, or were you just pretty certain you were going to have the right answer this morning?
I would have to go with B.
Okay. Well, Ron, you were right.
Well,
so
thank you.
Sometimes you just got to go with your gut.
Yes.
Hold on a minute. We're going to need some additional information from you to get you your prizes. And so don't rush away. We're going to send you, have to send you back into our producer. So hold on, and she'll get some info from you straight away here.
Okay. Have a great day, Roger.
Hey, thanks, Ron.
You're welcome.
And I thought we would spend some time today talking about window collisions.
Well, I had some of that even at my own house. It was, you know, a couple weeks ago when the robins were, I guess, you know, starting to build their nest and having eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the male robin, you know, was, you know, a little macho guy there. And yet early in the morning as the sun was popping up and he would see, I'm assuming his shadow, thinking it was another bird.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it lasted for a couple weeks, and I haven't had much problem since.
Don't disparage the male sex, because female robins do that
just as
aggressively as the males do. And being overcome by hormones does not apply to only one sex. It's true in humans, too, I think. Get ready to celebrate everything strawberry during the strawberry celebration at the River Lake Inn in Colon. It'll be a berry sweet time tomorrow from noon to 5 with homemade strawberry shortcake, plump chocolate dip strawberries, strawberry wine, and more using the freshest locally grown strawberries from the Nottawood Fruit Farm. Plus, you can take a flower drawing class and get information on how to attract birds and butterflies to your yard. You can stroll through the gardens and the nature trails, enjoy the hummingbirds on the patio, and treat yourself to Sunday dinner before or after the other festivities. The June menu at the River Lake Inn features summer cooking, including honey chipotle barbecue, baby back ribs, fresh lake perch with a dill sauce, a sweet Vidalia Black Angus sirloin, and all three come with your choice of potato and their salad bar. And you'll be very happy after a visit to the River Lake Inn at 767 Ralston Road in Colon.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
What do you get when two brothers that have been in the greening business for over 50 years both have June birthdays? The Waddell Brothers Birthday Celebration Sale. That's what you get. George and Roger Waddell both have birthdays this week, and to celebrate, they're putting their favorite gardening products on sale. Save $3.71 on Roger's favorite rose bush, the Home Run, all sizes of George's favorite lawn weed killer, Weed Free Zone, are on sale, and Roger recommends the 2-cubic-foot bag of topsoil, on sale for just $2.71. Save over $30 on George's favorite shade tree, the October Glory Maple. Area finches can celebrate with the 20-pound bag of Finch's Feast bird food. It's on sale for just $21.71. George has a favorite new product, Dairy Dew Composted Organic Soil Amendment. The 40-pound bag is on sale for just $6.75. One of Roger's hobbies is growing daylilies. His exclusive Daylily varieties are on sale for only $6.71. And if you'd like to wish the Waddell brothers a happy birthday, stop into the store today between 10 and 2 for cake, lemonade, and popcorn. Waddell's Florist and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, because I like birds.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch, joining us in the studio, Roger Taylor. Comments and questions for Roger, you can be a part of the program as well, 382-4280-1877. 382-4280. We'll continue our conversation of bird window collisions in just a moment. Let's take a call from Jack right here in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Jack. You're on 590 WKZO.
Howdy, Jack.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
First of all, thanks to Tim for giving the baseball scores. Appreciate that.
No problem.
The vocalist on the lead, and is that Joe Williams?
That was your choice, Tim.
That was the Eels. The
No. I think he's going back to the top of the show.
Oh, that one is just one I picked out. It's from the Peanuts Classics. I'm not quite too sure who the original singer is on that.
You know, I think Jack's on to something here. Now that I'm thinking about it, that does sound like Joe Williams.
It might be. I'll have to double-check on that one, Jack.
Can we get back to you on that, Jack?
Give me a call back on Monday.
Then I have another question, which may sound a little unusual, but coming from me, it shouldn't.
Okay.
Are there any birds that feast or eat bees, especially yellow jackets, in their diet?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
Yes, there are, but none here.
Okay.
The bee eaters are really focused in Africa.
Okay.
They are seen in other parts of the world, but in our area, no.
Okay, guys, thank you very much.
You betcha. We'll get back to you on who the singer was.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's talk about window strikes and what causes them. Birds see one of two things. Well, actually three things when looking at a window. They either see a reflection of yard, trees, shrubs, and lawn, and they think they're flying toward the lawn when they accidentally hit a reflection of the lawn in the window. That's one reason. The other reason is birds instinctively fly toward light, and that's how they can full tilt boogie, cruise right through a tree and come out the other side, because they're constantly looking for bright spots and flying toward light. Well, if they can see another window on the other side of the room, then they think they can just keep on flying, go right on through, and go out the other side. The third reason they would hit a window is having plants just inside that window. So they see that as vegetation, especially if they're trying to escape a predator. They see that as vegetation that they can hide in and escape a predator. And so all three of those reasons cause birds to hit windows. I'm bringing this topic up today because a regular listener in Asheville, North Carolina, sent me a really sad picture yesterday, and that was a scarlet tanager laying on his deck underneath a window. And he asked me what he could do about that. Well, there's the quickest, cheapest, easiest solution is to cover your windows on the outside with newspaper. Now, many people find that objectionable because, you know, once you've read all those newspapers, there's not much else to see out the window anymore. But that removes the reflection that birds see when they're approaching the window. That generally is not an acceptable choice. And there are some static cling window stickers that you can purchase based on my recommendation several years ago. I know for a fact that Waddell's carry these static cling window decals that reflect ultraviolet light. Not the light that you and I see. To you and I, these look like semi-opaque shapes of birds or maple leaves. There's a number of choices. But they're not outstanding. They don't really attract your attention. But in a bird's world, those are beacons because birds live in a visually much different world than you and I do. And they see ultraviolet light that we don't. And those window decals stand out like a blinking red light to birds. And they work a lot better than any other decal. The window hawk. A black outline of a hawk has been around for years, but they don't reflect ultraviolet light, and they don't attract birds' attention the way that a ultraviolet reflecting window decal does. And if you don't live within range of driving to pick some up, they are available online. That's how my friend in North Carolina is getting his. If you want to see a nice picture of a sad situation, go to my Facebook page, a real close-up of a very beautiful male scarlet tanager. Cardinals are not a red bird compared to a scarlet tanager. Yeah. And so putting window decals on the outside of the windows.
Okay.
Most window decals go to the inside. The ultraviolet ones need to be on the outside because glass interferes with ultraviolet light, and they will be far more visible if they're on the outside of the window. I've got some more tips for you, but let's go to the phones.
Bet we shall. We got about 2 minutes. Carl, good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hi, Carl. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I have a question about hummingbird feed. I have a box of nectar here, but it takes 48 ounces of water. And I don't have anything that measures 48 ounces. I don't even have a 24 that I can double. Have you got any suggestions?
No, because how concentrated that nectar is, or the powder that turns it into nectar, will require a very specific amount of water to make the four parts to water, one part sugar ratio you need to offer food to hummingbirds. I am certain out on the internet there is a conversion chart, but I am certainly not smart enough to do that off the top of my head sitting here. So if you have access to the internet, do a Google and see if you can find a conversion chart. But you need to follow their recipe. If you don't, the hummingbird nectar you make will either not be attractive to hummingbirds, or it potentially will do liver damage by being too sweet.
I don't want that.
And so you really do need to follow the instructions on that package, and I'm sorry, I can't calculate that out for you.
Okay, well, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
As if I was any help there. Well, I pointed her at the internet.
You pointed her to the right direction.
Yeah.
You can find almost anything on the internet.
Yes, and some of the stuff you find out there is true.
That's right.
Thanks for listening this morning, folks. That's going to do it for Birdwatch. I'll be back next week at the same time. If you have a question during the week, email is roger@wildbirdradio.com. Or you can, as my friend Dave Pedler did in Asheville, you can post a question or a picture, whatever, right on my Facebook page. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right. And if Jack is still out there listening, indeed it is Joe Williams. And it's from the CD Happy Anniversary Charlie Brown. And a lot of big names on it. B.B. King is on there, does Joe Cool, which... That's a good tune, too. So
that's a good good catch on Jack's part.
Yep.
Once he mentioned it, the voice sounded familiar to me, too.
590 WKZO. Thanks, Roger. We'll catch up with you again next Saturday morning, same time, right after the 8 o'clock news on 590 WKZO. WKZO time, 829, AccuWeather forecast, calling for... some cloudy skies here this morning, some fog, but that should lift out of here shortly. Turn out to be a partly sunny day, warm, a high of 81. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 63. Warm tomorrow, times of clouds and sun, a high of 85. Then to begin the new work week on Monday, warm, a little bit more humid with a shower, a thunderstorm around, a high of 85. 62 in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO.